4 VWA. Are you still working?
Hey, man. We're still working. I'm off for today. I'm on my way home.
Feel better than sitting at the house.
I pretty much come and go as I please now.
When they gonna let y'all go back to work?
Now.
I'll let y'all go back to work.
Background noise, Kevin. I couldn't quite hear you.
When are they gonna let you go back to work? When are y'all going back?
Hey, I'm the boss, so I set my own terms.
I need to come to work for you then.
Couldn't afford you.
All I ask is 2 meals a day is $5.
I can afford, but the 2 meals a day? Ooh, I don't know.
What's it looking like on y'all's side? I mean, as far as working on the equipment and all that stuff, I mean, y'all still doing anything, or y'all on shutdown right now?
Just as needed. I go out whenever I'm needed.
Look, man, we're going to be wide open. I mean, as far as, you know, I know. I mean, we got the hours cut back because they don't want no overtime going out. I guess some of the companies having it harder than the rest of the company. The only thing I can figure, but they say about 3 or 4 weeks, you know, hopefully we'll be over all this and wide open again. Working from daylight to dark.
Well, I don't care if anybody hears me or not, but I still think there's something wrong with this situation in total, because so far there's been 6,700 deaths from this, and in 2018 there was 79,000 people died from the flu. So tell me how you can justify shutting down and destroying the economy when there was 10 times as many died the year before from the flu.
I've been preaching the same thing, and there's something in the center that's not lining up. There's something not matching there somewhere. You know, there's more people that I think died with the flu and everything else than they are, you know, what's out there now. But I heard a guy over say the other day that he was talking to some people over in Italy, and from what I understand, he said that the government's not telling us everything that's going on about this thing, that it's worse than what it really is. So I don't know. You know, that's what I heard.
Well, I don't listen to any kind of rumors. I don't listen to anything like that. And remember, you were saying that they were going to shut us all down and go to mandatory quarantine about 2 weeks ago. So I don't listen to any rumors anymore, because the fact of the matter is we don't know. We don't really know what's up.
Back when I was telling you about it, I mean, that's what we had heard as far as, you know, that we were supposed to go on mandatory lockdown, but evidently they changed all that. I don't know, man. We're the only state that's not on lockdown right now. We're going to be one of the last ones to go on lockdown. I don't know. I mean, I'm like you. I mean, there's been more deadlier things out there, but there's something not lining up somewhere. I'm like you. I don't care how many years me, but, you know, everybody's got their feelings, and, you know, I express mine.
Oh, that's just like a certain part of the human anatomy. Everybody's got an opinion, and just like elbows and you know what else, everybody's got them.
I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, I really don't. I mean, what's the difference in people getting out here and going to the store and everything else, and, you know, or traveling? I mean, people out here traveling. What's the difference in people out here traveling? country, and them shutting the economy down. I'm like you. I mean, somebody's got to explain that to me. I mean, you know, somebody with better knowledge than I do. Because, I mean, we're still out here working. We're in the middle of all this stuff, and nothing's changed. I mean, you know, and probably ain't going to change. So we got letters saying, you know, if we go to North Carolina or somewhere like that, you know, they have to let us in, you know. But I don't know, man. But there's something not adding up somewhere with it.
Yep, yep. Well, listen, I've destinated, bud. I'm going to go inside, and I'm going to take a look at the inside of my eyelid since I could not get a new gas tank for my riding mower, and I'm going to take it easy a little while. You try to be safe out there on the roads. Don't let no corona run over you now. So, 73s, and I'll catch you later. KN4, UBG, KN4, BWA, clear after your final.
Well, you have a good one, man. I tell you what, you know, my allergies is killing me more than anything right now, you know. I think that my allergies are going to kill me more than the coronavirus, but, you know. I don't know. I say 73s to you, man. I'm fixing to destinate here to the house myself. I'm about 5 minutes away from the house. So, you have a good one, 73s, and we'll talk at you later. KM4BWA,
KM4UBG,
I'll be clear
and monitored. Hey, Kevin, just don't sneeze in front of anybody from the pollen now. They'll all go, Corona! Ah! Bye.
Oh, I had that to happen to me. I had that to happen the other day at the shop. I started sneezing and coughing a little bit at the shop, and everybody said, well, we're going to have to send you home for 2 weeks. I said, heck no, you ain't sending me home for 2 weeks. I said, you know, that's my allergies. Well, I'll hit you later, man. Be good.
I'm about a quick signal check. I just got this handy back on the air after a few years.
Well, I can hear you. I mean, you're readable, but you're right there about level with the noise. I mean, I can reach you. I mean, it could be on my end. All the leaves and stuff coming back on the trees, and I'm kind of out here in the sticks here, the backside of Simpsonville, and bouncing in here.
Okay, Roger. I just went outside. I got a little small walkie-talkie with a short rubber ducky. So how's it sound now?
That time, I had you pretty, you know, I had you pretty much the whole signal of what the repeater is giving back to me. I got about three-quarter signal off the repeater, so, I mean, I had you full service that time.
Thank you for a quick signal check. Name is Matt, Mike Alpha Tango, up here in Greer. I can see Caesar's head from my house, so it should be pretty good. Yeah, we just got this handy back on the air. Oh, golly, I probably haven't used this for 3-4 years. So I just wanted to, you know, get the dust off the electrons, as they say.
They're going to pick me up another mobile radio here in a little while. I got to get to the house and do a few things, and I might go pick it up this afternoon and drive back over to Greer, or Inman. I guess it's Inman. Somewhere back in that way.
Thanks a lot. Well, I hope you have a good day and things work out for you. What's up in Inman, by the way, anyway?
That's got the radio posted on the SWAT net, and I'm supposed to go by this afternoon and pick it up.
Oh, Roger, a little private deal. Yeah, I'm watching a biplane fly over the house, not too far away. Boy, that's a rare sight these days to see a biplane up there. Those are ultralights. We got a little field.
distances and landed in short distances.
A couple hundred feet there airborne with those little light things.
Pretty fun. They would really be pretty fun. Get out and fly around looking at everything.
Well, it's a cheap way to fly. I mean, you know, the planes aren't very expensive. They burn regular gas and a little motor. You don't need a license or anything. You just need a little bit of instruction. So it's about the cheapest way to get up there and experience flying. Over. For the sick check, nice meeting you, and good luck with your new radio. Hope all works out. We're just kind of getting everything back together again after a bit of a period where we've been in the, not been on the air. Our main love is Jason DX on primarily 40 and 20, but the bands have been so lousy lately that we just kind of been hunkering down and not doing that.
That's me, man. I hadn't had time to do too much. I love getting on the radio. I mean, I ain't got nothing but technician class, but I'm trying to go here before long, and my vacation comes up here before long, and hopefully I can take about a week and study this test and go get my general class license is what I'm hoping. I had about half of it studied, but I didn't finish the rest of it, and Callie messed me up. I went and took it, but I missed 16 out of 35, so that wasn't too bad. But hopefully I can finish studying that thing and go get them.
Listen out while you go take care of your rest of your day, too.
Roger, man. Well, you have a good one. I'll say 73s, and we'll holler at you a little bit later. KN4, UBG, I'll be clear on your final.
73s, Kevin. Enjoy this beautiful day. Great day for a bike ride. 73, AF18, Cliff.